You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Catch the road across there and angle out across in there and finally get up to Kansas City and then get on I-70, go east on I-70 and wind up in St. Louis. But I'm going to tell you what, it's going to take you a whole lot longer going that way than it would if you just go right here and get on 44 and go straight up there. Now, you're going to end up at the same destination. But see, you go that way and let me go this way. I'm going to be up there enjoying some steak and enjoying the arch and maybe take in a baseball game while you're still on the road traveling.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Effective Prayer Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
We just sort of throw them all together and say, here, Lord, meet my needs. Hello? So we need to get involved with understanding that the Word of God has nothing to say about maybe so or later. All the scriptures you want to quote, see? Yet we have not because we ask not. James 4:2. Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. 16:24 of John. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 21:22. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Mark 11:24. Now you can go in there and you can find a whole lot more scriptures than that. That's just a few of them. And not any one of those said anything about maybe so or later. All of them said, you shall have it. Am I right? You will get results if you pray according to the Word of God. We don't get results either because we don't know how to pray or we haven't learned which type of prayer to apply in which type of situation. Now, in 6:18 of Ephesians, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, all of you know that one translation will say all manner of prayer. Another says all kinds of prayer. So, looking at those two translations without going any more and looking in any further, you find out that there must be more than one kind of praying. All kinds of prayer. All manner of prayer. That indicates to me that there's more than one way to do it. Right? All kinds of prayer indicates to me that there's different kinds of prayer. Now, I want to show you something. Did you know you may finally get the answer using one kind of prayer, but you could have got it a lot quicker using another type of prayer. Now, St. Louis is easy to get to from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go right out here and get on the Interstate 44 and just stay on it. It'll take you straight there. Take you right straight up to Joplin, Springfield, and right on into St. Louis. But now you could, if you wanted to, you could go 200 miles southwest over here to Oklahoma City, take Interstate 35 up to Wichita, Kansas, catch the road across there and angle out across in there and finally get up to Kansas City and then get on I-70, go east on I-70 and wind up in St. Louis. But I'm going to tell you what, it's going to take you a whole lot longer going that way than it would if you just go right here and get on 44 and go straight up there. Now, you're going to end up at the same destination. But see, you go that way, and let me go this way. I'm going to be up there enjoying some steak and enjoying the arch and maybe taking a baseball game while you're still on the road traveling. Hello? See, we both used interstate highways and we both got to the same destination, but one of us got there a whole lot quicker than the other one. That's why you see some people getting quicker results than others. They have learned how to read the map effectively. Thereby, cutting their time down. Now, a lot of times with these singers and band going out on the road, I have to ask them which way they're going. And I said, well, I'm going to go this way and do this. I said, why and where are you doing that for? Why don't you go over here and go here and go here and go here? Well, I guess we could. I said, yeah, you can. You cut off 200 miles. See, I have traveled all over the country all my life. My dad's been, I travel with him in ministry all over. I've ridden in car millions of miles in car probably since I've been a little bitty kid. And I learned highways and the way to get around, It amazes me how some people, they don't know how to go nowhere. I may not know a highway by name or number, but I can get you there. That comes from experience of being out on the highway, driving lots of miles and riding lots of miles and helping look at maps. I'm amazed at the number of people that can't even read a map properly. How far is it to the next town? Well, let me go. 20? No, Hey, where are we anyway? Well, we're on such and such a highway, about 50 miles from so and so. Oh, okay. Well, what state is that in? Now, that's getting a little ridiculous, but that's the way some people are. And if you've got the word, the Word of God abides in you. And you've been in the Word reading and studying. I want you to understand that there is a direct correlation between the Word and your Word level and studying the Word and prayer. Now, there's a lot of people spend a lot of time reading the Word and listening to the Word on tape, but they don't spend a lot of time praying. We need to understand that we need both of them. Prayer and the Word go together. Hello? Now, I want you to notice in 1 Corinthians 14 and 15, Paul's writing here again. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Now, evidently, Paul is talking about two different ways of praying here. When he's saying praying with the Spirit, he means praying in tongues, not the tongues. You can also pray in your own understanding because you have the Spirit, because the Spirit of God lives in you. Okay? I want you to understand that. That's just a little side thought we need to understand. But he actually is referencing praying in tongues and praying with your own mind, giving you what to say in your language. Your natural language is what he's talking about when he's saying understanding. Here, it would be predominantly English. If you was in Kenya, Africa, it would be predominantly Swahili. And then you might pray some in your native tongue, because most of the tribes over there still learn their native language as well as the national language, which is Swahili. And if you was up with Brother Silas Owiti up at Kisumu, you would be praying in the Luo language. And see, you would come and you'd say, Bwana Safiwe. That's praise the Lord in Swahili. Or you could turn around and in Luo you could say, Ruthabaki. And that's praise the Lord in Luo. Or you could say, praise the Lord. That's praise the Lord in English. In all three languages, I was praising the Lord. Okay? But that was still with my own mind. There is such a thing as praying with the Spirit. That's what Paul's talking about. Now, here's what we need to understand. If we're praying about something that we know about or our own desires, then what do we need to pray in tongues for? He says here in Mark 11, 20, therefore I say to you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. When it comes to my desires and what I want, why can't I go talk to the Heavenly Father just like I would walk in and sit down and talk to my earthly father if I have a desire and a need?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's single CD titled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled, How to Live Worry-Free. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Healing Belongs to You. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Generational Unity in a Divided World. All these items are for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you want to know all about us, you can just go to rhema.org. There you can get all the information that you need. You can watch on demand Rhema Praise, our church services, our conferences, and of course, live stream. We live stream on YouTube, rhema.tv, Facebook Live, all of our church services.
And if you want to read the Word of Faith magazine, you can go there and read it or download it.
Yes.
And there's a daily devotion online there, articles that can be read there. Word of Faith magazine goes out about every 6 weeks, and we send out hard copies. I mean, I don't know how many magazines we send out, but it's easier just to go there. That's the easiest way. But if you want a hard copy, if you just go to rhema.org and order it. We'll get it to you.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Effective Prayer Series. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.